Welcome to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling, cultivating a love of learning through a Christian worldview. Here is Classical Conversations homeschooling advocate, Lee Bortons.
Most of us have heard the story that a young Isaac Newton was sitting under a tree when an apple hit him on the head, and it turns out the story is mostly true. A manuscript of a 1752 biography by William Stukeley includes Newton's personal account. Quote, "The notion of gravitation came into his mind. It was occasioned by the fall of an apple, as he sat in contemplative mood. Why should that apple always descend perpendicularly to the ground?" thought he to himself. From this, Newton has grown to a giant of science, and most of us probably have an idealized view of the man himself. But like all men, it turns out the man behind the math struggled like we do. Newton was born prematurely in January 1643, shortly after his father's death. Upon his mother's remarriage, he lived with his grandmother, and this is where he began his lifelong struggle with insecurities. He attended the local school until he was 12, and his mother pulled him out to try farming. Later, his uncle recognized his academic ability and arranged for him to attend Trinity College at Cambridge, what was basically a work-study program. He wasn't recognized as an outstanding scholar while at Trinity, but it was here that he developed relationships with other leading scientific and mathematical minds. This reminds us to be patient with our struggling children. Genius often comes late. Newton's life was surprisingly characterized by bouts of paranoia and insecurity, while he also wrote much to glorify God. And this reminds us that we can all use our strengths to overcome weaknesses as we ask the Lord for help. Our families may struggle like Newton with family tragedies, poverty, and emotional incapacities, but we too can overcome all things with Christ.
You've been listening to Classical Conversations on Homeschooling with Lee Bortons. To learn more, visit classicalconversations.com.